right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Nah. Wow. Nah.
Well, nah. Nah.
Nah.
I'm going low, low,
low,
low.
Hi.
I think there's no funnier bit in a movie than when somebody is singing and they do that. When they're like, I'm here, you need to be here.
Yeah, I know. A little higher, you're flat.
It seems like you're flat. I'm up here.
My choir director in high school would literally go to Second Sopranos and be like, somebody's flat. Somebody's flat in the front, like the back row. Somebody's like, and
somebody
like,
with
oh,
glass.
Is it me? Is it me? Is it me?
See, in chorus, I always would sing really quietly because the teacher was like that. And I was like, I don't want to be fucking called out.
I can't handle that. Also, talk about an ear.
Also, excuse the shit out of me for being stuck in the tenor section. I'm over here just going, la, la, la.
Yeah.
La, la, la. I'm like, this isn't why I joined chorus. I wanted to.
Ra, 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 mama. Mama, ooh, la, la. Yeah. No, me too. It's embarrassing and humiliating. And I remember every time it rained, he was like, people are flat.
Every time it rained?
Yeah, and he said that people tend to sing flat when it's raining.
Okay, this man obviously read an old wives tale about that and then was like, okay, I'm going to bring this up at all times.
And honestly, every time it rained, I was like, hey, Megan, if I go flat, please let me know. My friend Megan, who, I mean, yeah, the panic of that is insane. How are you? How the hell are ya?
I am. Well, how are you?
Okay, and I'm well. And we have a big announcement today.
Oh, shit, I forgot. I'm engaged, imagine.
Yeah. I'm engaged, yeah.
No, do you want to do it?
Yeah, okay, so you guys, it's October, and there's, you know, there's a moment where you go, what's happened? You know, who are we? And Chris and I had so much fun at the first live show that we did On Location Live that we said we have to do it again. So we are going to. And it's going to be a spooktacular Halloween theme. So it is October 28th.
Okay.
7:30 p.m.
Okay.
We will be posting the link in Stuck in the Middle on Facebook and on our Instagram and honestly as many places as we can. You gotta come. We're gonna do so many fun things. There will obviously be costume extraordinaire, that we'll do a live Hallmark, we'll do the whole shebang, surprises and more.
Definitely Halloween themed Hallmark.
Yes, and we're gonna do a costume contest with you guys. We're figuring out how that's
going to
work.
We're figuring out the logistics here, but what we think is going to happen is that you are going to have to dress up to the nines in your own home.
Yeah.
And pictures will be sent, and Lauren, who runs Stuck in the Middle, is going to help us during the live show to decide who the winner is.
Exactly. So,
and the winner will get something we haven't decided yet.
Something freaking insane.
Something
your picture on our
crazy
body. But yes, Lauren, our manager and the manager of Stuck in the Middle, will be running that. It's going to be fierce. It's going to be insane. You want to know what a goal of mine is?
What?
This is a goal of mine.
Also, I like that Lauren is officially now the Stuck in the Middle manager. The Middle Children podcast manager.
She is.
Listen, you don't, the managers like that don't grow on trees, honey. Okay.
They really don't. They come around and they say, you've got something.
You've got something.
Where's the groups? And we go, we don't know Facebook. She goes, can I just do it for you? And we go,
absolutely.
Bless your soul. And absolutely. So It's going to be amazing. We want everyone to come. Start the buzz now. Halloween costumes galore. Start ordering them. Maybe dresses me and Chris. I'm just saying.
Oh my God, you guys. Yes.
Right?
Because also your pictures will be live on the show.
We're gonna share some of them.
Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be very exciting. Obviously the Hallmark will be Halloween themed. Come on.
Come on. Maybe Chris and I will flirt with the tech again. Who's to say?
Who knows what's gonna happen?
At the end of the last show, I really said, Chris, that tech maybe was interested. And turns out no. But
did you try? Maybe he was.
Did I try? Try what? What am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Text him?
Oh, yeah. What? I don't have his number.
Well, we'll get his number. I tried to find him on Instagram for your sake, but I couldn't find him.
Yeah, because you were like, don't worry, I'll handle it.
And listen, he's a tech guy, okay? They don't always have active
Instagrams.
No,
you're right. You're right, and I know that, and I'm not going to push. I'm chill about it. The point is, mark your cals. And we'll have the link already posted where everywhere once this comes out, which is on Monday. So go get them. Go get them. Same price, $10.
$10, October 28th, 7:30 p.m. Guys, last time we sold a lot of tickets, it was very exciting for us. And you know what? We really want to sell 1,000 tickets. That's our goal.
We want 1,000 tickets. It would really mean a lot to us. You know, we were able to do the second show because the first show went so well. And they said, you know what? We thought you guys would only have 5 people and we would be 2 of them. And so
they said, normally this is too soon to do another live show, but we're going to let you do it.
Yeah, because our audience was also so active. You guys were messaging, you were writing comments, which, by the way, that's why also I want to figure out how to get Lauren to kind of, because we can't see the comments when we're doing it. And I want to read all the comments back.
Yeah.
ASAP. Also, Chris, I hate to tell you, on Facebook, Penelope was a smash hit.
I saw she did well.
She really did. And so for that, I say, not only does our audience actually really get me, but they get art and they get it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to look at things. Another way would be like, Jessie really loves that. We need to be supportive of her.
We need to be supportive. There were a few, I love that for you. And you know what? If that's not our lingo, I don't know what is.
Listen, I love that for you.
And thank you for that. Should we do that segment?
What do you want to do? I was just going to say, should we get started with that?
Let's freaking jump in.
All righty. It's time for...
I love that for you.
Okay. Do you want to start or should I?
I'll start.
All right. Hit me with it.
Okay. So when I went to the beach, obviously something that we all discovered as a family is that, you know, Jessie has... My mind is so powerful, Chris. You know that. The audience knows that. They say, well, how does she come up with so much stuff? How is she so artistic? Mm-hmm. And the reason is anxiety and a lot of fear. And so my mind is racing. It goes at all times. And so I went to a store there run by a man named Scooby, which is always a little...
That's something for sure.
It's shocking, you know, when that's
Scooby
the
man is definitely an interesting... I wouldn't name my child Scooby, but you know what?
What?
Who's to say? Maybe I would.
Exactly. And so, and his parents said, yes, we're locked on Scooby. And
his
so
older brother is Shaggy. We have to name him Scooby.
Exactly. There's a lot of fun with that. And as I famously say, you know, my brother is Danny, my sister is Sandy. I should have been Rizzo. And so it's nice to have kind of a little movie trivia in the old family. So when I was there and my parents were like, why are your shoulders so tense? Like, why do they just sort of like almost lock up?
Mm.
And I said, I'm so creative and anxiety. And so we went to Scooby and Scooby had CBD. And here's the thing about CBD, Chris.
You tell me about CBD because I have opinions about it.
And as do I. And my opinion today is I love CBD and I think it brings out my personality.
You
brings
love,
out my personality.
You, sorry, you froze on me there for a bit, but you think CBD brings out your personality.
I do. I think that CBD is something that sort of like gets rid of that tension for me, and then I shine through, and I'm like, and so I have these, I'll show you. It's like these daily like CBD gummies. First of all, if you tell me I can have a gummy a day, I'm doing it. And so
here's my question. Does it make you feel very tired?
No.
Because I have some CBD things that came for me.
What did you get?
I have to look. I have these like packets.
Oh, and you got me that lotion, remember?
Yeah, but that didn't have CBD in it.
Oh.
These packets, I don't know. It's a CBD company. But I was like, I don't want to be tired all the time. So I haven't done it. Because I'm like,
you know
me. It doesn't
make you tired.
I'm like, I'll take anything, you know? I'm like, try
it. Twice, yeah.
Give it to me. But now that I know, it doesn't make you tired.
It doesn't make you tired. And it's one of those things that, like, when I was at the beach and then my brother, who's afraid of drugs or anything, was like, I'm just going to take a little because I don't want to be, I don't want to feel weird. I don't want to get knocked out. I'm like, it's CBD. Like,
I'm
what?
Like, I've smoked more than that before a funeral. Come on.
Yeah, like, you're fine. Just, if you have to tape your eyes open, tape them open, but
hello,
you'll be fine.
That's why they made tape.
Exactly. It's for your eyes.
My eyes haven't been naturally open in 15 years.
No, they're always closed. And normally at the back of my head, I just taped the back. I just colored in the back of my eyes to look like
the
eyeballs.
Doctors had to put magnets in my pupils. And then I have to hold one in my pocket just to level out.
Just relax. So he was saying that. And I was like, it's CBD. It doesn't make you feel any way. The way you know it's working is you're like, is it working? I just don't feel stressed. That's what I would say.
See, I love that because normally I'm like, oh, why do I feel so stressed?
Exactly.
Oh, see, so I'm going to say, Jesse, that I love that for you right now.
Okay.
But I'll come back next week and I'll let you know.
I appreciate that. Because
I'm
going to
try it. I'm going to try it immediately after. Who's on that mug that you're drinking coffee from?
My mother is on a mug.
Oh, wow. Look at her.
And then, so she plays, what is it?
It looks like Guess Who?
Yeah, she plays, I forget what the game is on the computer. So my dad made her a mug where it's like her versus the computer and she's the winner.
Good times.
I love it too. Like it. Okay, what are you loving though, Chris?
What am I loving? Okay, well, a couple of things, but I'm going to start with this big water bottle.
Oh!
Because, listen, I'm infamous.
Yes, you are.
For drinking a lot of water. I like...
You really are.
...to feel hydrated. And...
remember when we were doing that fun thing in the office where we would take shots of water on the hour? That was fun.
I think we did it for like one day, but it was a good day.
Yeah, it was a good day. And we were like, we'll do this forever. Promise.
I promise.
And then that was it.
And it allegedly makes your water cold for up to 80 hours.
80?
So, well, you know what, Jesse? I filled this up last night. Let me take a sip and I will let you know.
Okay, this is live reporting.
It's still cold.
That's unbelievable.
It is still cold. I mean, I could do a commercial for that.
So you love it.
Oh, somebody keeps calling me. It's a scam, and they've called me 17 times in the past 3 days.
Okay, tell them to stop.
I answered once yesterday. I never answer, but I answered because they kept calling to be like, stop. And it was a machine saying that my social security number had been compromised,
it's such a scam.
I'm like, are you kidding me? What are they going to take? Give me a break.
Yeah, take it. Take it all.
Take it. I don't have anything to give.
Yeah. Well, I do love that. And I think that's it. Even though I don't necessarily like to drink water super cold because then I can't drink it very quickly.
I don't either. But this is a good temperature cold.
And it's a beautiful color, which I really like. And I don't know, how much does it hold? How much water does it hold? Also, did we all buy water bottles over quarantine? Is that like, I feel like it was like tie-dye sweats and water bottles. Like, because if you're not hydrating.
I think a lot of people, did do that.
Yeah. And as someone who did pass out from dehydration, I understand the importance. But.
Yeah.
You know, how much does it hold?
I think 64 ounces.
Oh, my God.
I think. I got a big one because, listen, it's almost a little bit too big. It's kind of heavy. So when I'm like laying in bed, I'm like, this is a little bit heavy and I'm afraid it's going to knock my tooth out. But you know what?
What a dream.
I don't feel thirsty.
And we love that for you. Okay, great.
What else are you loving?
What else am I loving? Let's see. Oh.
What?
So I'm going to say something. And this is, I'll just say how I, this is what I'm loving. Okay. So recently at the beach, I realized I have no winter clothes here. When it gets cold, I'm a dead woman. I need to get the clothes. And, you know, at the beginning, it's like I hadn't walked into a store in months and hadn't bought clothes in months. So I said, okay, you know, you have to wear your mask. You have to just keep your mask on. How does that feel? And let me tell you something. It's baby steps with me. But if you asked me now, Jesse, could you do, you know, a shopping spree in stores all over with no fear and you're best friends with everyone who works at the store? I'd say, yes, I can. I am back shopping. I am supporting businesses. And I, there's something about me right now that says I need jackets and I need to buy things. I am loving buying things in stores, not online, in stores.
I love that for you.
Oh.
Well, I'm just not a big fan of shopping in stores.
What?
It really stresses me out. And here's the thing. I can go into a Target.
We used to go shopping.
That was different. That was when we were getting paid.
Right.
To do it. Like, if, if it's my job, yeah, of course. If it's things not for me, yeah, of course. I don't care. But, like, shopping for clothes and things in stores, I'm like, this is just, like, kind of stressing me out. I don't like talking to sales associates because I feel like they're busy and I don't want them to be mad at me.
Sales associates are famously always angry that you've entered their store.
The last time that I really talked to one. So I went to Target and I needed a three-hole punch and I was like searching for it and I saw this girl in the area. And I was like, "Do you know where the three-hole punches are?" And she's like, "If we had any, they'd be over there." And she was like upset about it. She was drinking a frappuccino. And then I found it and then I passed her and I was like, "Oh, they were there. I found it. Thank you." And she rolled her eyes and said, "Okay." And I was like, "Okay." I was excited about finding the three-hole punch.
And I was giving you credit.
And I was trying to thank you in front of your friends. She was talking to some other associates. And I'm like, now I feel like a loser in high school trying to talk to the popular girl.
And you work here. You're supposed to have to be nice to me. And yesterday, I went back to a store because I wanted to. I bought a jacket and I was feeling cocky that day. And I did buy a medium. And when I came home and put the jacket on and went to reach, my the shoulders were like, "Bitch, you ain't a medium." So I said, "Okay, maybe I'm a large," but I'd already ripped the tag off. So I was like, "I'm probably going to give this to my little sister who always gets clothes that I, you know, confidently buy and then realize don't fit." So, but then I went back to the store yesterday because my friend was late to lunch. This is a very long story, but the point is I went back in and I said, "I have a question. If I ripped the tag off and brought it back, could I get the jacket in a different size?" And the woman said yes. So I literally ran home later, came back to the store. And then I said, "It's me. I'd like to exchange this jacket for the large." And the woman then, like, I'm not kidding you when I say we were in silence for a solid 15 minutes where she went around the store trying to find the jacket. And then she was punching numbers and looking so upset. I was like, "She's going to kill me." And then a line started forming. And we just in silence. And I almost said, "I'm sorry, this is so difficult." I said, "Jesse, just be quiet. Don't say anything. Just keep your mouth shut. She already hates you."
See, I would be like, "Remember me from before?"
I know.
"Don't tell me an old wives' tale if I can't come."
I know. And I had told her I don't have the tag anymore. And then when I came back, she was like, "You don't have the tag?" And I was like, "I, because, no. I just was like, no. And I said, Jesse, less is more with her. I think she's tired and I don't think she wants to be working. So just so for 15 minutes, I stood there politely with my hands holding each other together, like, you know, by my stomach, like just respectfully, almost nodding along with her. And then when she did exchange it, I said, thank you so much. I'm so sorry. That was so difficult. And she said nothing again. And I sort of was like, you try.
You see, the thing is, I bet she was either doing something wrong or didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And didn't want to admit that, because I feel like that should be a pretty easy exchange. I mean,
I know.
I've worked in customer service many, many years of my life.
Yes, you did.
And I never got mad about things like that.
Yeah, it's hard to. You can't, really.
I went to Walmart yesterday. What kind
you went
of,
to Walmart?
I'm sorry, I'm dying. I went to Walmart yesterday and actually found an amazing denim jacket.
You better show it to me right now.
Well, it's all the way on the other side of my room, but I will
stand up.
I'm not wearing pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Listen, you can only see me from the chest up. What's the point of pants?
No, you're right. You're not wrong. I didn't know that.
But it's one of those denim
different.
It's one of those denim jackets that it's one of those denim jackets that have sweatshirt sleeves and like the hood.
Hood.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, you're going back to the 90s, honey.
Listen, the 90s are coming back, hon. I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you
and
that.
I love a denim jacket. I have many. Yes. But the thing is, you know, sometimes a denim jacket on a person of my stature doesn't really work. So I think this one will, you know, and I'm hoping.
You've tried it on now, right?
No, but I purposely always get a size larger because I like my jackets to look. I want to look like Ariana Grande in her clothes, you know, like swimming.
Yes.
Like Ariana Grande's like, oh, they only had an extra small, so I'm swimming in it.
Yeah, I know.
That's how I want to feel and look.
Absolutely.
Like I want my sleeves pulled up to my hands.
I'll never forget when I think I slept over at a guy's place for literally the first time and he gave me something to wear. And I was like, what's so great about clothes that are men's is as a woman, it just swims on you. And it even though it looks small, I went, oh, that looks small. But I said, he's a guy. It's going to be huge on you. And I put on his clothes and it literally, I was like, I was like, do you have clothes that are bigger? And I just remember being like, but I thought like magically they just sort of change, you know, like, you know, when a guy wears a dress shirt and then a woman puts it on and it's a full on gown, it's like to the floor, she has to belt it just to live.
Well, I think you've seen a lot of movies.
I've seen a lot of movies. And let me tell you something. It might be big in my shoulders, but it doesn't button around the stomach. And for that reason, I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
It hurts. It hurts everyone because even they're like, oh, it's...
It looks cute.
That's weird. Maybe the shirt. I'm like, okay. Well, this was fun. So that's a good time.
Are you ready for what else I'm loving?
You better freaking hit me with it hard in the face.
I feel like I might have already texted you about this, but I am loving, and I just finished the show Ratched on Netflix.
Yes.
Okay, a friend
which I haven't started and I need to. I'm a little scared.
A friend was like, I'm watching this show, and I was like, oh, it's weird, I haven't heard of this show. I didn't realize what it was, and then I looked.
Right.
It's Sarah Paulson as Nurse Ratched. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cynthia Nixon, Sharon Stone.
Star-studded.
It is okay. What is there to dislike, and it is very good. It's basically American Horror Story, just another season of it is kind of the vibe.
100%, and it is Ryan Murphy.
And the thing about Sarah Paulson in any acting role is it's very, like, okay, ready? This is Sarah Paulson saying, like, if you're like, Sarah,
yeah,
like, you'd give me something like we're just friends in an office.
Sarah, I need you to just come in and sort of you're just getting to the office and you're making small chat with the receptionist. Sound good?
Oh, so you think because I came in 4 minutes late, I'm supposed to make small chat with the receptionist? I don't think so. And then storms away. That's like how she is in everything. And I
love that.
Love it.
I die for that.
I live for it, honestly.
I live for it. Because the thing about Sarah Paulson is she has the face of someone who you would trust with your children. But mm-hmm. then she does a smirk and you're like, oh, she'll eat my children. That's the witch. That's the Wicked Witch of the West. And I didn't realize until the smirk. So
did you
and
know,
that's quite a face. Do you that's know how, face acting.
How mm-hmm. old she is?
Oh, God. No.
Guess.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm bracing myself. 45.
She's like 47.
That's amazing. I was going to go. I didn't know where to go.
I thought she was younger.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I guess it is hard to even tell or think about. And I don't know the answer. I just know she's been in movies for so long. It's like how...
She really has. I looked up her IMDb recently, and she has been in a lot of things.
You forget.
You really forget. She was in Grey's Anatomy. Remember the episodes when Meredith's... they do flashbacks of Alice Gray, Meredith's mom.
Yes.
Sarah Paulson is young Ellis Gray.
Oh my God. I forgot that.
Like, she has had quite the career. She's been in two feature films with Sandra Bullock. I mean, like.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
People always forget she was in Ocean's 8, where she slays, by the way.
Slays.
That is a career I want. It is.
Yeah.
And her relationship with Holland Taylor is very interesting to me.
I love it.
32 years.
I know.
Her younger.
Her elder.
Well, Holland Taylor's 32 years her elder, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I mean, to have the, you know, head of law in Legally Blonde be the one that you, you know, footsie with is a dream. I can only imagine.
Charlie Sheen's on-screen mother in Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, what a life that
was. Holland Taylor, which is a role I really would like to play. I've always wanted to play like the Karen Walker in Will and Grace, like the alcoholic pillhead.
Oh, absolutely. And that's bookable for you. I'll say that. I could see an alcoholic pillhead. I could also see, like, you know, I look forward to the day I can play the roles of the stepmother who we don't like. Mm. She's got like a stick up her ass. I could see me doing that.
I think you're going to really connect with the one character in this show, Ratchet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you're going to watch and you're going to be like, if this is who he's talking about, I'm offended that that's what he's saying.
Okay.
But you have to stay with it because she has a very good story arc.
Okay. I'm pumped for it.
Okay. And eventually you are rooting for her.
Listen, I'll take a complicated story.
I mean, she's definitely like 35 years older than you, but like I think you connect with that
older soul
character. Yeah.
Chris, you're not wrong.
I know I'm not.
Okay, I have to watch that. And I think we all should. That's a fun October little watch for us all.
Yes, it's very good. Jesse, I kind of just want to get into it.
Okay.
Should we get into it? Is my question.
We should get into it.
Do you think, Jesse?
I think we should get into it.
So that brings us to
the Hallmark movie of the week.
Do you want to start or should I?
You start.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Get the coughs out.
No, see, I took a deep breath and the air hit my windpipe weird.
Oh.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Picture this.
Mm-hmm.
We open on a barn.
Yes.
Okay? We open on a barn. It's a big, beautiful barn. Okay?
I love that. Nay!
It's the morning. Exactly. Mm-hmm. We hear roosters. Yeah. Letting us know it's the morning.
Yeah, I'm a rooster.
We are... Okay, I know what this is going to be now. Okay, everything's coming to fruition in my head. Okay, so we hear different sounds. Okay, people scuttling around a house, if you will. Okay, we pan from the barn to the house. It's a farmhouse.
Well, of course, right next to the barn is the farmhouse.
Okay, and we hear someone, let's say a Jennifer Garner type.
Yes.
Maybe it's Jennifer Garner. And she says, Billy, it's time to wake up. You have to go to school, okay?
Okay.
And so we cut to, he's like a teenager. He's messy.
Oy.
He rolling out of bed. Very typical, high schooler.
Yeah.
Okay, so he gets out of bed. Let's say Billy is 13 years
Let's
old.
Let's give him 13.
Okay, and then we have his little siblings, okay? He has a little sister named Annabelle.
Yeah.
She's 7, and she comes in, and she's like, Billy, we're going to be late for school. We now understand that they're siblings.
Yeah. And that Billy is honestly late.
And that Billy is honestly always late, you know?
It's like, ugh, yeah, Billy.
So Jennifer Garner pulls them to school. We get to the school. We are outside the school, okay?
All right.
We have an establishing shot. We hear that the tone changes slightly, and she says, uh-oh, we're going to be in trouble. And that's when we see a high-powered...
Yeah.
Principal walking down the sidewalk, and you know what, Jesse, she happens to look exactly like you,
so she's stunning. Okay,
she's stunning. She's in a pencil skirt,
yes,
sharp blazer with shoulder pads,
huge shoulder pads. Yeah,
your hair is in a tight bun, no flyaways at all.
Wow. And that's sometimes rough on a woman with a round face, but guess what, I pull it off in this.
You pull it off because your contour is so fierce.
Oh, and then yeah, you thank have you.
Pens and pencils in your bun. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I see it now. I see it.
She works hard. We see some interactions with the kids where we find that she is respected.
Of course.
She's not feared. She's loved and she's respected. Okay?
Yeah.
And... the kid is late, you know, and so she's standing there, and the kid comes running, and you say, Billy. And what? Sorry.
What time is it, Billy?
Time for me to get a watch, I guess. Ha ha.
You're late.
Yeah, it was, I had to feed the chickens. And then the little sister says, I fed the chickens this morning.
What? Annabelle, well done. You can go ahead inside.
And she was late too.
Billy.
Miss Crawshaw.
It's Crawshaw.
Yeah, Miss Crawshaw.
It's Crawshaw.
Crawshaw?
Just don't say it. Billy, you were late.
Yeah, I know. I'm going through puberty. It's difficult.
Billy, I went through puberty 4 times. Before the age of 16.
I don't...
And each time I got more punctual.
I won't let it happen again, okay?
It better not.
And so he runs off, and then that's when we see the theater teacher, okay? He comes...
Oh, my God.
He looks kind of like me, you know?
He looks a lot like you.
He looks a lot like me. Do you want to take over from here?
Yes, he looks a lot like you. He's wearing a velvet green cape. he walks around the corner and says, Billy, if you don't move faster, I'll make you disappear. And then Billy's like, okay, see you later, Mr. English. And he says, it's Dr. English. And I say,
it's Dr. English to you, Billy.
Yeah, and I say, Pete, you really can't just say that you're a doctor because you want the title. It is something that's earned by people. And
you can't say that you've gone through puberty 4 times.
In a way, I have.
In a way, we're still going through puberty.
That's
okay?
Exactly what it's like, you
in
know?
In this one horse town?
In this one horse town? And, oh God, you know, Mr. English, Pete, if you will... I'm freaking out because, as you know, the board of directors is coming to the school at the end of the week. And if I don't have this place running like a ship that's sailing to sea and there's winds are coming, but we all know what we're doing and everyone's a first mate, they're going to shut us down. They're
Listen,
cutting all the funding for education. We know that.
We know that. And that is why I am providing them with a show of a lifetime.
I know. I'm very excited for your show entitled Education, Kids.
Education, education, kids, comma, Yeah, the premiere of Education, comma, Kids is going to be just
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You know, naturally, I don't know how to write music, so I am stealing a few songs from other...
That's fine. We'll figure that out. Other
Broadway numbers, and I did hire a couple of actors to portray... Okay. Well, it's just the students here are kind of talentless. I didn't want to...
Yeah, they're kids. I don't know if it's... I mean, maybe not the caliber you're looking for, but the kids... you know what? It's fine. Do they look like kids, the actors, or they're adults?
Well, they're supposed to be playing adults, so I did hire adult actors.
Okay, that's fine. We'll say they were held back. We just won't address it even.
I don't think we need to address it. I've been doing scales and pliés since I was in diapers, okay? So these little kids, they can do the same, okay?
They really can, yeah.
I had to fire Natalia, the little ballerina that's in second grade.
You fired her?
She couldn't do a pirouette to save her life. It was embarrassing to say the least.
All right.
She only has one leg. What's the problem? You just stand up and spin around on it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit just how to kind of keep it a fun environment and not as if, yeah, you know, a lot of the kids leave crying.
Well,
nothing wrong with it. You know, they don't come out of my office skipping either. I'm just saying a little hope couldn't kill us.
Listen, I will try to turn on the hope.
Turn on the hope.
Turn down the expectations. Lord knows I should.
I know.
And you are still playing the role of Principal Fitzgibbons, correct?
Yes, of course. I'll be there for that. I love to sing. I love to dance. I love to look the kids to see me, you know, in a different light. In a different light, if you will. Yeah. P.S. Tonight, I'm going to go talk to the board before they come. I need you to come with me because we just have to go.
The board? You want me to perform tonight and you're just telling me now?
I wanted you to just come and explain what's going to happen. They just sort of want to, perform. I guess.
Everything is a performance.
Okay, yeah. You can look at it as a performance.
I'm performing right now to you.
Okay. Cut. I just need you to. Okay, so tonight we'll go, okay?
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I had
nothing else to do.
That a boy. So later after work, we're in the car and we're driving to this board meeting. And it is hailing. It is raining cats and dogs. I can't even explain to you. And I'm driving slowly, obviously. And you're like, pick up the pace. We're going to be late. And I'm like, I know. And I went through puberty 4 times. And you're like, you really can't say that. It's not true. And I don't know what that means about lateness. That makes no sense. I said, it means that I didn't get my period and it was late a lot. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about with the thing. And then we say, that's really inappropriate with kids. I don't know why.
I don't understand why you use that reference so often.
And then all of a sudden,
oh, no.
Chris, we hit a car.
Who's driving?
I'm driving, of course.
You idiot. We just hit that car. I could have lost my life.
Yes, I know. Can you... Idiot. Are you okay?
I could have lost my life. Sorry, sometimes songs will just come to me, and now I don't know. It doesn't work for the musical, so I'm going to get it out of my head. Can we get out of the car, please,
okay,
and talk to these people?
Let's make sure this person's okay. So get out of the car. The guy pulls over, and... You know, I rush over to the window. I'm like, are you okay? I'm so sorry I didn't see you there. He's like, yeah, it's fine. He gets out of the car. Chris?
No.
It's as though a shadow is cast upon me because all of a sudden he stands. Chris, he's got to be 6'2", 6'3". Yes.
And he's driving a car?
He's driving. He has to have the seat back a little. His legs are so long. I'm not saying he didn't have to adjust it, but, you know, he stands and I'm taken aback. And, you know,
I say, what is that, a clown car?
What is that, a clown car? You're so massive, sir. And he, you know, with the rain, he has to kind of clean his glasses. He's wearing adorable little spectacles. See, he's got this kind of... librarian nebbish vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It's danger. And I go, ding, ding, ding. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And he says, I'm fine. I'm fine. Are you guys okay? I say, I think I'm okay.
I'm like, my back is a little weak.
And then I'm like, Peter, I'm the one who hit him. So
my arthritis is really flaring up. So.
He's fine. You don't need to worry about him. Sorry. I'm Kim.
Crawshaw.
It's Crawshaw.
Yeah, Crawshaw.
It's Crawshaw. Just don't say it. Kim. And he says, I'm Derek.
Oh, that's a cute name.
And I say, oh my God, Derek. And then he says, and you are. And you say,
I am
Peter.
Peter.
Peter. And he says, hi, Peter. We've met before. And I go,
Enchanté.
What? He says, we've met before.
Enchanté.
Enchanté.
Where have we met?
Oh,
I'm
you
sorry.
Don't.
Oh, you probably have seen me perform.
No, I kicked you out of my library.
Oh.
2 weeks ago when you came in and asked for the music section and then started singing at the top of your lungs.
Oh.
Take 'em down. Take 'em down. From that musical.
Take 'em down.
Yes. For that musical about trees. And I said, sir, you have to lower your voice. And then you got upset because I said, sir. And then I did have to remove you. And I say, that's so fun. You guys have a history.
I have to be honest. I don't remember that. Was this on a Saturday?
It was a Saturday.
Oh,
and he
see,
says,
that's my blackout days.
I black out notoriously on Saturdays. And he
every
says,
Saturday.
He says, oh, well, that makes me feel better because I gave you my number and you never called. And I go,
so you gave me.
Bro?
So I'm sorry. I just want to clear up some things here.
Sure.
So you kicked. At what point in kicking me out of the library for being too drunk and singing too loud, did you slip me your phone number?
So as I was escorting you out of the library and then.
Oh, no, I had to be escorted out. It was a bad Saturday.
It was a bad Saturday for you. And then you went outside and you said, you know, you cursed the day I was born.
sounds like me.
I then said, well, I hope I can change your mind on that. Here's my number if you ever want to hang out and sing outside of the library. And you said, okay, Hottie McHotterson, maybe I'll give you a call. And then you never called.
I have no recollection of any of that, if I'm being honest with you. Well, now I'm embarrassed.
It's okay.
I think the question on all of our minds, did you think I was good at singing?
I thought you were a wonderful singer.
Thank you so much. And what is it that you do besides driving terribly?
I am a librarian. That's why I escorted you out of the library.
Oh, I didn't know people were actually librarians still.
Well, this conversation's going well. I think that Peter and I should hit the road. Derek, it was a pleasure to meet you. And maybe you guys will see each other again.
Well, I hope so.
And Derek's like, I hope so, too.
I'll see you on Saturday, probably.
See you on Saturday.
I meant because I'm going to be drunk in the library again, but I won't. Maybe I will not be that this
Maybe
weekend.
Sober is a great idea. So you and I get in the car and I'm like, what the hell happened to you? What happened to smooth, calm, and collected?
Listen.
I get it. He's hot. I get it. He's hot. I get it. He's hot. But we're going to be late to this meeting, and you know I hate to be late. I went through puberty 4 times, and I was never late.
If you say that one more time, I'm going to hit the steering wheel while you're not looking again to get you to stop.
And I say, well, you got to call that guy. My God, he wants to hang out.
What guy?
Are you Derek?
Who?
Okay. So we keep driving. We get to this boardroom meeting and we run in. We're like, so sorry. We got in an
accident.
We're flustered. I'm like, I'm so sorry. We got in an accident. We hit a cow that was crossing.
Was not that big.
No, of course not. And then by the way,
how dare you say that about Derek?
And then by the way, Derek's in the room.
Oh, shit. Hey.
And we're both like, oh, shit.
But he saw me defend.
Yes, he
when
did.
When I thought you were calling him a cow.
Right.
And so he's smiling a little bit.
He's smiling and he says, yeah, the cows are really crazy on rainy days. And we're both like,
gasp.
Gasp. And so they're like, well, you're late, but let's get started. We don't have time. As you know, education is a ticking time bomb. Tick, tick, ticking. Kids are getting older every minute. We can't go back in time.
Time goes by. So slowly.
Time goes by. So slowly. Time goes by. And they go, okay, so why don't we start with Roseberry School? And you and I start singing, Roseberry.
Roseberry. Berry. 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 And that, folks, is an example of teaching.
Clap, 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 clap. Hello, we are representing Roseberry School District. How are you? Middle school to high school, as you know, but we also do elementary. What we like to teach is learning can be fun, and learning can be the tools we need.
Ooh, and I pop a little confetti gun off.
Yes, and we go... Roseberry. And we'd like to talk about when the board comes at the end of the week, the type of things that we want you to pay attention to that our school does. Pete, I'll pass to you.
And I say, sorry, I thought this was the school board. Who is this meeting for?
This is the school board who's coming at the end of the week, but we're just giving them a preview.
Oh,
of
it's
what
a two-parter. Sorry, two-parter. Folks. I'm not used to doing the opening number as well as the main event.
Okay.
And so I pull up a slideshow of previous theater productions, mostly featuring me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I just have one more thing to say. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride.
Wow.
To make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. And as I'm about to go for it, this guy comes into the room. He comes in late.
Late?
And that's your number one pet peeve, punctuality.
You know it.
And he comes in and you're ready to snap, but you look and then you have to look up and then you have to look up again because... Jesse, he's got to be,
No.
I mean, it's a school. They have one of those pencils on the wall with the height that's six foot. And he's taller than that.
No way.
So I would have to say, God, 6'2", maybe? Even 6'3", perhaps?
Okay, he's tall is what you're saying.
He's tall.
I like that.
Yeah, he's got a beard.
Oh, God help me.
Okay, he's wearing a tasteful flannel, And he says, I'm so sorry I'm late. My truck broke down, okay?
Oh, he's driving a truck.
And you say, oh, you're driving a truck. And he says, I'm the technology teacher. And I say, when did we get that? And I'm like, we don't have money to put in a fourth row of seats in the theater, but we have money for a technology teacher.
Yeah.
And you say, well, he teaches practical skills. Well,
he teaches technology.
I'm like practical skills, what? Putting electricity into a potato?
Okay. And I don't think that, anyone's here to say, any subject or teacher is invalid.
I am.
Okay. And so we have a saying at Roseberry.
Take them down. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Tech teacher.
Because he says,
my name is actually Lucas. Lucas.
It's a hot name.
Flanagan,
gosh.
And I say, I'm a doctor.
You can't say that, Peter.
And you say, and he goes, oh, where'd you get your PhD? I also have my PhD.
Oh.
And I say, PhD.
D.
D? What D. is, I'm... I'm an MD, actually.
From Maryland. That's okay.
And I slowly just quiet down because I realize that I'm not.
It tapers off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go. So anyhow, thank you for coming. Technology is very important. We have a saying at Roseberry. Roseberry. That children are just tiny adults.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we say that is because we treat every student like they are adults. We treat them as though they're capable of understanding because we believe that they are. And we treat them as
and that's
though,
why we stopped hitting kids, though. I do want to point out we stopped hitting the children earlier this year.
Yes. And actually, I'd like to strike that from the record. We never hit children.
Well, so that it depends on how you were raised, I guess.
Yes. What we did in Peter's classroom is we gave him Nerf balls that were red so they could symbolize tomatoes. And we said it was okay. All the children signed saying that if he felt the performance was bad enough, he could throw red Nerf balls at them as though to symbolize tomatoes and to say, get off the stage, you're embarrassing me. Now, we did find out that it did hurt the kids internally, and so we stopped that. And again, we're all learning. I'll say that. You never stop learning. Am I right? Really.
Really. And I'm just, now that my part of the meeting's over, you're kind of out there all by yourself.
I really am. And I say the two things you're going to notice when you come to the school tomorrow is, one, we have an amazing...
And I say, wait, this is tomorrow?
Uh-huh. And I say, yep. Or maybe it's...
Okay, I guess I'll have to tape Housewives.
Okay. And what you're going to see tomorrow when you come is an amazing performance from children because we think the arts are important. They need.
And
to
what you won't see is an amazing performance between Sonia and Dorinda because apparently I'm not going to be watching live.
And yes, we have done a Real Housewives play before, but the point is,
it was a musical.
It was astonishing. It was really very, really very good. And
thank
it was
you.
A lot about bullying. So we got another message across. But the point is the kids are going to be performing because we think the arts are important. And also something that I do at the school is I work with children on empathy and I work with them on the mental health. It's something we talk about openly and it's something that I work on with them and preach. And so you're going to see that. And you're going to see that in the halls and you're going to see that in the kids. And that's why Roseberry is going to really knock your socks off. And you're going to give us that $200,000 by the end of the day, maybe even before the end of the day. So
and then I get up and I say, I just wanted to say one last thing from the heart. Tonight's the night I'm gonna make it happen. Tonight I'll put all other things aside. I want to love you, kiss you, put your arms around you. And then you're like, I think we should save the performance for the performance.
I think we'll save the performance. We don't want to give any secrets.
And I say, I haven't even done my reveals yet.
Okay. We do have to go. This was a pleasure. What a time. And, you know, vote away.
Voting is very important.
Everybody should vote. And so we're going to hit it, I think. Right?
Yeah, we're going to head out. Here's the thing. And then I see the guy, Derek. Okay. I can see him looking and I'm like, hey, listen. If you want to ask a question, just ask the question.
Ask the question.
And you look over and you see a little empty bottle of Mike's Hard Lemonade and you're like, oh God, he's off to the races.
Oh Lord.
And Derek's like, and everyone else starts filtering out and you're like, it's fine, everyone. We're done.
We're done
and
here.
Then,
thank you.
He's like, so can I take you to dinner on Saturday? And I'm like, I guess you can, Derek. Okay. And I really lengthened the D because I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but you found it.
And then the guy who came in, the technology teacher, he's
Lucas.
Like, Lucas is like, oh, Principal Crawshaw.
Just don't say it.
Principal, can I just talk to you quick about something?
Sure.
I just wanted to know. So as you know, I am a part-time teacher. I only come in 3 days because I had been taking care of my wife. She was a, well, it's hard to say this, but she was just a terrible person, okay? She needed me to be home at least 4 days a week to kind of wait on her hand and foot. Nothing's wrong with her. I just loved her, and that was kind of the vow that I took. But as it turns out, she and I have separated. So I would really like to become a full-time professor, you know, and who knows?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we do have a technology teacher at our school.
That's me.
It is you. Oh, sorry. The lighting. Okay, great, great, great. We should have driven together. That's insane that we met here. But the point is,
it's crazy that, well, I probably shouldn't say this.
Oh.
I've seen you 1,000 times, but for some reason, right now is the first time I've ever really noticed you.
And I'll apologize because I feel like I normally know all of my staff, and you slipped right through the cracks there. I did not realize that you were...
Well, I am in the basement level, which you notoriously don't come down to.
Well, you know me. I like to keep it above ground, and I love a window. So I normally do avoid the basement at all costs. But I'm glad to know you're willing to up your hours. That's huge for us. And listen, let's hope that we get this money, because then I can afford to do that. Right now, obviously, funds are tight. They're tight.
They are tight.
I'm feeling positive. You're looking and feeling positive. And that's two positive people, which makes a positive idea and a thought and you know, a whim. And I forget what we were, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to think about it. Does that sound good, Lucas?
Yeah, maybe.
What?
Did you want to maybe like get dinner on Saturday and talk about it?
Talk about tech? Yeah. Saturday?
I mean, talk about anything. We could talk about anything.
Yeah. I think that I'll consider it just, you know, I have to know all my staff. You know, that's my job, and I didn't recognize you in the room, and that probably doesn't. So, yeah, let's...
And then I come back and I'm like, can we go? Jesus Christ, I've been waiting in the car for 45 minutes.
Okay, sorry. And I'm sure you know Peter from school. Dramatic a little. And
Hi, nice to meet you. And he's okay. Like, we actually have had lunch together like 45 times in the faculty room.
Yeah, Lucas, you must be shy. I don't know how we all missed you, but I like that about you. Anyhow, we'll see you around, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So... You and I get in the car and we're like, you take over. Go ahead.
Okay. So we get in the car and I'm like, okay, it's going to be really awkward because the show and the meeting is on Friday and then we're supposed to have dinner with these people on Saturday.
I know.
So if things go weird, it's going to be really awkward, you know? But yeah. So we cut
and maybe we even get an email that says they pushed it to Monday.
Okay. So it's now on Monday. Like that. Thank God.
Thank God we needed the weekend to prep.
It's on Monday. And so we cut to Saturday. We're both getting ready for our dates. This is where we reveal we're also roommates.
Yeah.
I think that my guy comes first to pick me up, Derek. Okay. And so do you want to tell the story of the date of mine?
So first of all, Derek shows up in a vest and that SOB is looking.
Oh, well.
Point.
I wasn't expecting a vest.
Well, no one was. But the thing about a vest is, done right, it really shows his shoulders are broad, and that's a very masculine thing that I think that we both love. So anyhow, he's like, he comes and he brings a book, and it's a book of music, and he says, I know that you wanted to rent this out when I kicked you out, so I brought it on the house.
Oh my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is where I become the real. I'm now down to earth. Okay, I'm on a date. I'm feeling comfortable.
Yeah,
I can't always be performing.
Yeah, that's the thing. you really can't. And so you guys get in the car, okay?
Okay.
And then he drives a little farther and you're in a field in the middle of nowhere and it's like, what is this? And if and you're going like, to kill me, just do it quick.
Exactly. Yeah. Here we go. Now things make sense. You want to steal my organs. I got it.
I'll beat you to it. I'd like to cut myself open if I may. Okay.
Yeah. If I'm going to do it, just let me do things on my own terms. Hand me the machete.
And he starts laughing. And all of a sudden, he pops the top of the car off. It is a convertible. And all of a sudden, you notice he hits a button. There's a screen that lowers. And he says, "I set up a drive-in movie for us."
Oh my god, that's the cutest!
And he says, "It's a silent film."
And I say, "Well, I don't love that."
And he said, "Well,
what's the matter? We couldn't get Devil Wears Prada on this?"
And he says, "It's one of his favorite films, and you know, he loves silent films, and he thought, you know, if you wanted to talk through it, or it might just be fun." And also, there's such tension in silence, you see? There's such tension because he puts a popcorn bowl between you. But that means also every time you reach for popcorn, it's loud. You know, when you eat, you're sort of like, you're self-conscious.
No, I wouldn't be caught dead eating the popcorn on this date.
I would never eat popcorn. He's like, "Popcorn?" You're like, "I don't eat."
I would be like, "Nope." Literally, physically couldn't if I wanted to.
No, I will regurgitate. I don't have enough saliva in my mouth. If you give me the popcorn, I'll just gnaw on it for 2 hours and then I have to spit it out.
It'll be all over this car.
Yeah, you don't want that. No one wants that. And he's like, "Okay, are you thirsty?"
Always.
I brought Bloody Marys.
And I say, "That is not what I would be looking for on a drive-in movie theater at night outside. Maybe you have something more typical, like wine, for example."
And he goes, "Okay, I also have wine. I'll drink Bloody Mary. I think that's fun at night. So that's on you."
And also, I say, "I have a friend that does that too. And I love that for her."
Yeah. Yeah, so he gets you your wine and you guys are watching the movie. But again, Chris, there is so much tension. And in the movie, we can see that the two characters are about to have to kiss, which means the tension's even harder, because when you watch two people kiss sitting next to someone that you want to kiss, it's almost as if you're standing on a cliff and you're like, "Should we jump? I don't know what we're doing looking at the view then. Why would you watch me watch this? Why?"
I feel like the nerves as though I'm in the actual situation right now.
I also feel nervous. My stomach is turning because I'm like, oh my God. So the people in the movie start kissing and the tension, Chris, is so high. And all of a sudden, he looks over at you and you do something very unexpected. You reach your hand in the popcorn that you said you wouldn't and you pop it in your mouth.
Great timing as always. Yeah.
So he laughs. And you both kind of laugh, which is nice because it releases a little bit of the tension.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, "Gosh, it's so romantic the way they used to kiss in movies. You know, it was like a strong hold and
so he's kissing me right now?
No, so you're getting ready. The tension's just high, okay?"
I'm literally thinking about the nerves of the situation. And I'm like, my mouth is dry.
It's so dry.
Arms are spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
You know, I just can't. And then I think he needs to.
He's gonna. So like, but right now.
He needs to make
just,
the first move.
I know, but he's letting you like just get some of the nerves out, you know? So he's like, "Do you want some water?" You take some water. And you're like, "We don't want to miss part of the movie." And he presses pause on the movie and he says,
I say, "I'm kidding. I don't care about this movie. You can leave it playing."
Yeah, it's a silent movie. It means nothing to me. And so he starts laughing. And then Chris leans over and he starts kissing you.
No,
he does.
And suddenly I'm like, oh my God. And then we flash to your date.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. And so you two are sitting at an Italian restaurant. Okay. You're eating. pasta, and you love pasta naturally. Famously.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm not there, but
Lucas
is like, you are so stunning.
Thank you.
I think you might be the most beautiful woman I've ever laid my eyes on.
Well, that's I'll take it.
How does a woman like you stay single for this long?
I ask myself the same question before bed every night. And I think the answer is crippling fear of commitment. Mm. And I guess some issues from childhood I haven't fully worked out. But also, I'm getting there. You know, confidence, things like that, the people I'm picking. I don't think you really wanted the answer, so I apologize for rambling. But here I am.
I think that's really charming.
That actually. I ramble?
Yeah.
That's good. It's good that you find that charming, because it is something about me that I don't think I'll ever be able to stop. Even if I try, it's like I talk. And then when I get nervous, I talk more. So then I'm just talking. So.
Wow. So I really, I'm kind of the opposite. I get a little clammy, you know, I get a little.
Quiet.
That's
such a tech teacher, you know. We used to say that in training, you know, the tech teachers, it's if you aren't IMing them, you can't find them, you know. So that was something we just said in training, and it's sort of stuck, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of times people I get really nervous, and so as he does that, he leans over. And you go, and he kisses you.
In the middle of the Italian restaurant.
In the middle of the Italian restaurant while you're rambling.
Wow.
And you say, that'll make me shut up.
Well, that'll make me shut up.
And Jesse, it's the best kiss you've ever had.
Well, I knew it. God damn it.
And so, you know, that's how that goes, and it's really great. Mm. And you love it.
I love a good kiss. Always have, always will. Miss kissing. I actually really do miss kissing. I don't want to get into it, but I miss the feeling of lips.
Yeah, for sure.
Good times.
Good times. And so then he gets a little stain on your blouse.
Oh, Lord.
And he's like, don't worry. I have a Tide stick at my parents' house.
God help me.
At my house.
Yeah.
I, perhaps telling this story, have been staying at my parents' for a little bit too long.
Okay, thank goodness.
And so you guys go back to his house.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And then on the way there, he reveals to you that he is actually the president of the board.
What?
Yeah. And you're like, what? And he's like, yeah, I thought you knew that. It wasn't a big reveal.
I didn't know that. No, I did not.
Yeah. Well, okay. I love being the president of the board. And so you guys have like an awkward conversation, and then I think you need to take over.
Okay. So we get back and he's like, I can fix your shirt if you want. And I say, okay, great. And he goes, I might need your shirt. And I go, oh, okay. And I start unbuttoning. He goes, I can give you a shirt. And I go, that's better. I don't know why I did that. I thought you needed it now, but that makes sense that you could wait till I have another shirt on. He goes, here, you can put this shirt on. And Chris, I have to tell you, when I emerged from the bathroom, that shirt is swimming on me. I didn't realize I could look that little, but it turns out I look really petite, and his shirt, I don't know what happened. So then I give him my shirt, and he's like, God, the shirt is so little. Are you Houdini? And I go, I tried to go do magic as a kid. I'm thinking about dabbling in magic, or not Houdini, but you know, something that's like a card trick even, or it doesn't have to be cards. It could be fire. I don't like fire. I'm saying that fire is fun to watch. And he says, yeah. You're rambling again. And I go, I know, I can't just, and then he kisses me again.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
And then he pulls away and he goes, you can do magic. And I go, oh my God. Okay. And then we fade away. You know, the shirt's being cleaned, but is it who's clean in this situation? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so
I think we need to go to the day of the show.
We go to the day of the show.
The board the day is of there. The show. The board is there. He's there. We're feeling good. You know,
we really are. Yeah.
It's time to open the show. I'm on stage, naturally.
Yeah.
So I come, Sabenya, Barabisi, Baba.
Senya, hey.
And I'm like, I told you I stole a lot from other shows.
I do. I remember that now. Yes, very vividly.
And so we see a montage of the show. You know, it's great.
Oh, I just can't wait to be principal. No one's saying do this. No one's saying you're late. No one's saying stop that.
Hey.
No one's saying see here. We don't run around all day. That's definitely out. We're doing school my way. I'm very fun principal. Yeah.
And then I look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
With a little more funding.
Wouldn't you think I'm the teacher? The teacher who has everything. I've got chalkboards and whiteboards of plenty. I've got flutes and recorders galore. You want piano lessons? I've got plenty.
Yeah.
But who cares?
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. I want more.
Yes.
I want to be...
And then
fund
I come
it like
in
a and private we, school.
And I I come in and go, I'll make adults out of you. Let's get down to schoolwork. We can face the math. Budget cuts and numbers. We need more for them.
$525,600. $525,600 to help provide healthcare to the students.
Tale as old as time.
Do, 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 do,
do. Tale as old as sun. Better even change. Money, we need change. Learning our funding is wrong.
Do, do, do.
Yeah.
And so then it's the end of the show. Okay,
it's
we've done our bows. It went very well.
Very well.
And then we have to sit in front of the board and they're like, were we surprised there were no students? Yes. And I said, well, if we had the proper funding, I would have had
right.
the time to train them correctly.
Train them correctly. Absolutely.
And they're like, you two were the only two in the show. And I'm like, well, it
with
makes it much
roles.
Simpler that
with
way.
With speaky roles.
Now, where did we land on the $1 million?
Yeah.
And that's when your guy.
Lucas.
And what, Derek's on the board as well?
Derek is on the board as well.
Okay, great. So we're in a good spot.
yeah, we are.
They actually stood up and they're clapping and they
say,
give them every dollar.
Give them every dollar.
Give them every dollar. And we say, we can't take that from our boyfriends. And they say, oh. And I go, oh, shit.
And I go, Jesus Christ, Peter.
And I gesture killing myself.
Yeah, and then Derek goes, what?
What?
Do you want to be fiancé? And he gets down on one knee, and he proposes.
And I go, oh my God, this is so fast. Yes.
Yes.
I only have one speed, and it is...
furious. Fast and furious, honey.
Fast and furious, or slow and sad.
Yeah, that's really the two speeds. And so... you know, all of a sudden he gets down, he pops up, we get to, we're all of a sudden, it looks like, oh, is this another school play? Because all the kids are now fully funded and, you know, have beautiful matching costumes and they're singing, kiss the girl, yes, you want to, look at her from across the room.
The room.
Everybody wants you to, so you just got to ask her. And you don't know why, but you try. You want to try to kiss
the girl.
Boy.
Oh, and this then is it's my wedding song is Kiss the Girl from fucking Little Mermaid. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't plan that one.
I'm sorry. You know what? They can be a different one.
I am making a scene at my own wedding.
Yeah, sorry. What song should it be? What about
start singing? Think about it. There must be higher love down in the heart or in the yes. stars above.
Okay.
Without it, and they're all in perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony. You can see where all the money went. It went to the kids. They're singing like they're professionals.
Yeah, all of the school board money went to train the chorus for my wedding.
Where it should go. And so then you and Derek kiss, and you see, you know, the audience, everyone's in uproar, clapping, clapping, clapping. I go to stand. Uh-oh. Lucas is like, careful, because I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God.
I know. Can you believe that I'm actually
And I say, pregnant? I told you not to stand up at my wedding and take away my attention, but I'm happy for you.
Thank you. And I say, it was just so good. I had to.
And then I think we all are standing, right?
We're
and
all
so
standing,
we're all standing. Clapping. It's clear that you're married. You're pregnant. I am married. They've pronounced us married.
Right.
And then everyone jumps up. It's a flash mob, gift for me, which I would never actually want. But and
right.
You know, but it's cute
the
that they thought of
it. The kids did it.
The kids did it. And so they start doing a flash mob and we're all standing around and we're hugging. Okay. And that's the end of the film.
And the movie is called
Budget.
What about
Love on a Budget?
Love on a Budget. Done.
That Done. Is a good name.
What an amazing movie that is as well. I am so transported. And I have to say, that car scene, I need that. I need that
car
tension.
Scene. Hello. Are you kidding?
I can't. I need to take a cold shower is what I need. ASAP. Yeah, you're not wearing pants. I don't know what's happening over there, okay? Keep it together. We're still recording.
I really had to
take a
moment. Okay, are you ready for our last little
I'm ready.
Thing?
You better believe it.
Okay, guys, it's time for okay, Jesse, are you ready?
I'm freaking ready.
This one comes from her name, Love from a Marsha.
Oh!
Okay, guys, and what a Marsha is, that is the top tier of our Patreon, okay?
Yes.
So patreon.com/middlechildren, you can also become a Marsha.
If you're not listening to our high episodes, which only the Marshas get, you're not really learning who we are inside our souls.
And I'm afraid that those will eventually ruin me, but for the Marshas, anything.
Yeah.
Okay, she says, I'm an oldest child, and I cannot love these two middles more than if they were my own middle siblings.
Aww.
You make me smile and laugh out loud, and I love to recommend you to all my friends. XOXO. The reason I chose this, to prove that we're not just for middle children.
Yes!
Okay, we're for oldest, we're for youngest, we're for everyone in between.
We're universal, okay?
And this woman who we're going to name Marsha. Marsha is the type of person who subscribes to us on Patreon. Marsha is the kind of person who she's kind. She thinks about her middle siblings and the plight that they have gone through. Okay. She
gets them an extra present.
Exactly. She gets them a present on their birthday.
She loves it. She loves to give presents. And the thing about Marsha is she says, how can I help others? How can I spread joy? How can I connect to the banker that didn't crack a smile? And I say, listen, sorry, I'm laughing in the middle of the bank. I know it's very serious. We're in the middle of a holdup and you're being robbed. But the thing is, I am listening to middle children and I can't figure out how to pause it. And the gun really scared me. But I'm laughing and I'm chuckling. I know that could have caused me my life and maybe
and
yours.
And then the robber is like, wait, what is this? And he starts laughing also.
And obviously the robber's a middle. He's struggling. We know that.
That's why he's robbing the bank, obviously. Because his parents passed away and left the entire thing to his older brother.
Exactly.
And so he says, oh, huh, that's so funny. And then they end up hitting it off, actually. And he doesn't rob the bank, but they do end up actually getting married.
And so it's a love story. And that could happen to you. That's what happens when you share the pond. You know
what
I mean?
When you subscribe to the Patreon.
When you subscribe. I really have been, you know, I want to see more reviews like Marsha's. I want to see people coming in and writing reviews. I want to see us sharing this. Because guys, I think that you forget. When we get to 1,000 reviews, we're going to do something insane.
And when we get to 10,000... I will get a tattoo of the Hallmark logo.
He's getting the Hallmark logo
on my body, and it will be small
and permanent.
And I will regret it, but it will be permanent.
And that's what love is. So really,
so
that's, you know, that's who we are. We love you guys so much. We're so excited. We're excited for the live show, October 28th. Run. Do not walk to go get your tickets right now.
Yes.
Join the Stuck in the Middle Facebook group, because let me tell you something. It's family. Okay?
It's family. And make sure you share it with your family and friends. Okay? Because listen, we're trying to
change the world.
Trying to make this a full-time gig. Okay?
Yeah. Help
you
us.
You know, we're tired. So like always, guys, live every day like you are. The oldest.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.